cloud native just means you've got more components or microservices than anyone, even a mythical TEDx engineer, can keep track of. With Ops Level, you can build a catalog in minutes and forget needing that mythical 10x engineer. Now, you'll have a 10x service catalog to accompany your 10x service count. Visit OpsLevel.com to learn how easy it is to build and manage your service catalog. Connect to your Git provider and you're off to the races with service import, repo ownership, tech docs, and more.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. Let's get after it and see what AWS has done to us this time. Amazon EC2 dedicated hosts now support automated maintenance on rare degradation. What's going on with the What's New feed this week? Usually they wind up not including anything beyond the basic facts. The rare in this headline screams of insecurity. This almost never happens to me, I swear. Don't editorialize. Just say what you need to say. Workspot announces cloud PCs powered by Amazon Workspace's core. Okay, no. Just know, there are 43 distinct AWS-provided RSS feeds that I consume to prepare this podcast every week. The What's New feed has until now been the single authoritative source of truth for enhancements to AWS services. Now it's getting polluted by what I can only interpret as Amazon pouring ads into yet another channel. There are many other places to find out about third parties doing neat things. We see blog posts about it constantly. This is, at least in theory, supposed to be about what AWS does, not what random other companies are selling you on top of AWS. Content like this does not belong in this feed. Please stop. Building a solution for China cross-border VPC connection. I think it's more than a little bold to put up a solution explaining step-by-step how to do an end run against a sovereign power's laws. Whenever I try to do such a thing, I get told things like, no, Corey, that's called fraud and you will go to prison. Behind the scenes at AWS, DynamoDB update table speed up. This is the kind of enhancement that almost nobody notices unless it's pointed out to them. More posts like this, please, because how AWS works behind the scenes is fascinating, at least to me. New Graviton 3-based general-purpose M7G and memory-optimized R7G Amazon EC2 instances. This is something of a watershed moment for EC2 instance economics, because always before, going like-for-like to a new instance family meant you'd pay less for the new generation. Now, going from a Gen 6 equivalent to one of these, say a C6G medium to a C7G medium, appears to cost on average a bit over 6% more. It performs better, doesn't really hold water for a lot of customer workloads that mandate things like 10 of these nodes are going to go over there. The economics are subtly shifting. New Amazon EKS Anywhere on Snow. Finally, at long last, we can have AWS ship us computers and then run Kubernetes on them in our own facilities. Wait, I lost the plot somewhere. Exactly which problem is this solving for customers again? Blockchain and the future of event ticketing. It's good to know that if I ever submit a Route 53 is a database blog post to the AWS database blog, it won't be the most heinous bullshit that they've ever posted.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. I'm not going to dance around the problem. Your engineers are burned out. They're tired from pagers waking them up at 2 a.m. for something that could have waited until after their morning coffee. Ring, ring. Who's there? It's Nagios, the original Call of Duty. They're fed up with relying on two or three different monitoring tools that still require them to manually trudge through logs to decipher what might be wrong. Simply put, there is a better way. Observability tools like Honeycomb and very little else, because they do admittedly set the bar, show you the patterns and outliers of how users experience your code in complex and unpredictable environments, so you can spend less time firefighting and more time innovating. It's great for your business, great for your engineers, and most importantly, great for your customers. Try free today at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. That's honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Reversing technical debt with cloud. Sorry to be the bearer of ill tidings here, but cloud is at best a cash-out technical debt refinance exercise. You can't outrun the poor decisions of yesteryear by making new poor decisions now.
AWS announces AWS Modular Data Center for U.S. Department of Defense Joint Warfighting Cloud capability. At last, a data center that can be airdropped along with a team of paratroopers. I can't wait to use this thing to run containers. AWS Security Profile, Jonna Kay, Cloud Security Strategist. Ooh, the security blog is bringing back profiles of various employees. I love these, and I wish more departments did them. What I particularly want to note is that usually the security team does this only in the run-up to reInvent for some godforsaken reason. There's too much going on then to pay attention. I really like them coming out with more of these during more sedate periods. And finally, meet 11 amazing pups who go to work at Amazon's Culver City campus. What the hell is up with those scare quotes? I don't disparage what any of your leadership team does as not being real work. Don't do it to the puppers. That's a fast track to a wag and hour employment claim. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please stay tuned.